What's up, party people? How are you guys? Hold on, let me click a couple buttons here so I can make sure that I see all of your comments. Here I am. How are you guys? Hi, this is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added, and I am here on Winject TV. Now, I know that you guys are watching me from everywhere, right? It's Facebook, I think I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, like all over the place. So anyway, I want to see where you're watching from. Go ahead and comment on the bottom there. Let me know that you're watching because I can't really see who's watching and who's not. But I want to really thank you guys for tuning in every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Winject. And I'm super stoked that you're here. I am been trying to really think about, you know, my word of the year, I think I shared it with all of you, is transformation. And this year, I'm really trying to think about how I can help people transform the way they think and really impact their lives and hopefully have, you know, this dialogue with them and have a community with them. Because I want to communicate with all of you out there and really have these really great straight talk, open dialogue discussions of, you know, what the real life topic things that we go through in life. I try not to get into things like politics because politics is very sticky, as you guys know, but I do like to work on transcending unwanted behaviors, shame, business, potential, your gifts, all of that stuff that I try to tap into and look into and connect with you on those levels, because that's real life stuff, right? Politics can be black or white. It can be very murky. It can be, you know, very divisive, and it doesn't need to be because we can all kind of thrive together and help each other to get to that next level of our lives. So anyway, I want to thank you guys for being here. And if you guys haven't joined my community yet, please go on winject.com/groups/Nina Perez and become a part of my free community on there. It's for my podcasting community, and I want to make sure that we connect with one another. So please make sure that you go on there and then give me a holla. Say, hey, Nines, I'm on here. All right. So I know that you're here and you're part of my community. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things that I have been speaking to a lot of women about, and some men, because I have some, you know, I do talk to men as well, you know, that that I know that have businesses, that have careers, like have, six-figure incomes, things like that. And we talk a lot about business, and I talk a lot about shame and business, because when we think of shame, we tend to focus on the negative effects that it has, right? So as soon as somebody says shame, you immediately, I don't know about you, I immediately get a reaction where it's a negative feeling. But there's also benefits to shame. I always talk about that there's two different types of shame. There's the shame that you have when you do something wrong and it makes you pivot and change and think about what you're doing. I think that's healthy shame. I think that's very healthy. I think it helps you to feel remorse and maybe change the direction in which you are going, you know, because it is not right, right? So I do think that there is a healthy shame. I also, however, think that there's a very toxic shame, and it's the feeling that really kind of boggles you down because you don't feel like you can make mistakes or that people have done something to you that's become toxic, and it prevents you from taking on the things you want to take on in life. Responsibility also being one of them, right? Sometimes we don't want to take on responsibility because it's our shame is toxic. And we also want to blame other people. So we don't want to take responsibility. We want to blame other people or other circumstances that are beyond our control because the shame is too much to think about or bear. And if somebody has caused the shame in our life, I mean, we really have no control over that. We don't have control over somebody causing pain in our life if they cause the pain, right? That's a little bit beyond our control. And we have to realize that there's shame that we can control. Like I said, shame that we have to take responsibility for, things that we have to change our mindset on or change our direction on. But then there's also that shame that is not yours. It is not, you know, something that nothing that you did, but it's shame that's coming on you because of someone else's error towards you, near you, to you, etc. Right? That shame doesn't belong to you. So I suggest that you start to work on how you can decipher and maneuver what is your shame and what is theirs. So that's a caveat to say, how does shame really affect business? Well, the truth is you're still the same person, right? Whether you're in the business or whether you're at home, you are still you. You are still you. So if you're carrying shame in your personal life, or carrying shame about decisions that you have made, or embarrassments that have happened to you, or regrets on decisions, or regrets on things that you've done, you know, that translates, believe it or not, into your business as well. Even though you try to be like this amazing business person, it can really affect you, especially if there's something in business that you've done that's caused you any kind of embarrassment or regret, right? So it can be a motivator for change for you too. Like, it can be a motivator where it says, oh man, I shouldn't have treated my team that way. Or I shouldn't have, you know, spoken about this client in this way. Or whatever that thing is that you did, got into a business deal and that business deal got ruined and that person really played you and you feel embarrassed about it, right? This can be a really barrier to your success or a motivator for you to change and realize that that did not work. It's really going to depend on you. This really all depends on you, right? Because shame, as I said before, is often accompanied by this like negative thought that keeps us from really pursuing our dreams and our goals because we're ashamed of something. We're ashamed of maybe not being smart enough or not being at a certain place at our time, at our age. You know, I used to always feel so ashamed and bitter. And really, I just felt lost when I was 30. I didn't have my own house yet. Oh my God. People I know are younger than me owning homes and I'm not. Like, what the heck am I doing? That kind of stuff, right? Oh, I'm 50 now. This person's 50. They're making 7 figures. I'm only making 6. What the heck? But you see what I'm saying? Like, comparison is the thief of all joy. And shame, when you have it and you haven't dealt with it, it is really accompanied by a lot of these negative thoughts that keep you from really pursuing what you want to pursue in your life. And this is why I help women. This is why I've created my methodology to help women to transcend their shame. That way they can self-actualize their true potential and move to create that business and that life that they really want. Why? I've had to deal with it. And when you are dealing with stuff, when it comes to shame and business, this is real, guys. This is real. And a lot of people think it's, oh, I just don't know X about my business. And that might be true also, right? Because both things can be true. But shame is something that you have to deal with, because if you don't address it, you are going to have really a tough time becoming a successful entrepreneur and business owner or leader, right? Because you are really going to be dealing with some inner toxic turmoils that you haven't dealt with yet. And of course, shame is not just something that you're feeling, right? It also is an idea that, you know, can pop into your head. And you start to think that that's a real thing, or you start to make that bigger than it is. And it's because of some underlying issues that you haven't dealt with, right? So let's deal with some shame. Like, when somebody criticizes you at your job or your work or your business or your business idea or whatever that is, right? And tells you that something isn't good enough, or even that it's wrong, or that you're doing it wrong, or that you're not good enough to do that, or you shouldn't be doing that in business, blah, 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 right? That can really be very shameful. You can start feeling very ashamed of your ideas. You can start feeling very ashamed of your skill sets, and maybe you feel like you're not good enough, right? And that's what you have to deal with. You have to start overcoming this shame in your life, knowing that shame is a feeling, not necessarily a real tangible thing, not necessarily something you can put your hands on, but something that is really a feeling. And understanding how to deal with these feelings when they come up is very, really necessary, because, you know, feelings come and go. If you follow your feelings, you're in trouble, right? Because we're reactive. Feelings come all the time. You can feel joy and anger in the same moment. joy about something and immediately somebody comes and steals that joy from you and gives you anger. Feelings are fleeing. They go everywhere. And if you start to allow your feelings of shame to be the guide in your life and to lead you, you are in trouble, okay? In trouble. I mean, you can see that on social media right now, right? People just spewing all kinds of garbage out there because they're in their feelings, right? And shame can be the most powerful obstacle that you have in your life when it comes to achieving business and success that you are desiring. You are desiring it. But you also, you are feeling, right, shame. And that can be a very powerful obstacle in your life. Now, these feelings that come up, and I know because I have a whole system to deal with this stuff because I've dealt with this stuff, right? And the truth is it causes you insecurity. It causes you to have low self-esteem. It makes you feel inadequate. You don't feel like you're good enough, like you can, like you actually can create that business, like you actually can create that environment, that piece of art, that song, that whatever that is. Shame is a powerful, powerful obstacle to achieving business success and life success in your life. And I know that that is true. I am proof that I had all these insecurities, all this low self-esteem, all of this shame in my life, that because I hadn't dealt with the shame that was stopping me from preventing me from being the person I wanted to be. Right. And I had to take the necessary steps in order to create that. I had to actually dig freaking deep. I had to go there. And I had to and even till this day, I still deal with stuff that I'm like, whoa, I got to really deal with that one. That one hurts. I have to see why that's preventing me from doing X. Why am I afraid to doing X? Well, maybe because this happened to me, right? When we had lost everything, and we lost our home and we lost everything, I was very ashamed of that. I was very, very ashamed, right? So good morning, hon. I was very ashamed of that. I was very much ashamed of the fact that we lost everything and that I was in the middle of college and we were struggling, right? And when you're struggling and you feel this inadequacy, it really hurts you and it really stops you from taking the leaps and the bounds and where you want to go in life, right? It stops you from creating this life that you only have one of, right? And the creating that business that you have dreams about and creating that life where you want to have this certain thing, but you're not willing to go there. Why? Because there's shame, there's embarrassment, there's inadequacy, there's making you feel like you're just not good enough. And when we feel ashamed, it can really be difficult for us to take risks. It can be really difficult for us to put ourselves out there in order to build what it is we want in our life and in our business, right? And we may become actually too afraid, because if we become afraid of what people are going to say about us, the way that we feel, maybe that we're going to fail, and it's going to lead us to avoiding taking the action that we need to move forward in our life. And if we don't start dealing with this thing, with this ugly thing called shame, especially toxic shame, if we don't start dealing with that stuff, it is really going to impede your progress. I'm telling you because I know, right? And it is important to recognize that when shame is preventing us from achieving our goals, we need to address it. We need to address it. Because if we sit there and be like, oh, that's okay, I'm good, and we're not good, you're going to be here in the same spot that you're sitting at right now next year. Doing the same thing, living the same life. And what I mean by that is not that at all, it's not that everybody has a life they want to change, but for those of us who do want some changes in our life, you have to do something about it, or you are going to be in this same spot next year and you're going to be pissed. I know for me, that is a reality. That is a fact, that when I don't move, I start to go to a place of unhappiness. I start to go to a place of I'm not good enough. I start to go to a place like I really need to be better. I should be, you know, because I'm a hyperachiever. That's just who I am. I've always been that way. And I need 100, not 98. I need 100, right? And I need to get everything right. And that's stuff that I'm working on. And it's important for me to recognize that a lot of that comes from preventing that feeling of shame because I haven't maybe dealt with all of my shame yet, right? And shame is preventing you from achieving your goals. It is doing that for all of us in life and in business. So stop thinking that in business, you don't have to deal with shame. Bull crap. Yes, you do. Especially if you are somebody who is in partnerships or had a bad partnership or somebody who has made a bad decision in your business. It cost you a lot of money and it made you no money back. Like that kind of stuff causes shame. So I know for me, I write things down. I have to, right? I have a, my husband was amazing. He got me an iPad and I was able to download GoodNotes. If for any of you who do not know GoodNotes, it's not sponsored, but GoodNotes is an amazing little journaling tool in there. I freaking love it. So I bought it and I put it on my iPad and I have to write things down and I write things that I am ashamed of, things that I am fearful about. And then I analyze that. Why am I afraid of that? Oh, okay. I'm afraid of changing in my life, or I'm afraid of moving forward. I'm afraid of changing this direction or that direction because I went homeless the last time I caused a big change in life. And that is hard to swallow, but also real. And when you write down your fears and you analyze them objectively, you ask yourself questions. I'm just giving you some tips on how you can start to overcome these obstacles in your life that are causing you fear. You can do this if you want or not. That's not on me. That's on you. But if you want to change your life, you need to do something, right? So write down what you're afraid of or what you're ashamed about. Write it down. And then analyze that bad boy, because the only one that can get through this is you. You're the only one, right? Because somebody can come and give you all of the words in the world. I try to do that every week, but you have to make sure that you are actually doing something about it. I can't do it for you. So I always ask myself, okay, Neen, you want to do this big move. You want to transition this part of your life. You want to do this big thing. What is the worst thing that could happen if I fail? What is the worst thing that can happen if I get embarrassed? What is the worst thing that can happen if I make a bad decision? Right? And I write that down and then I'm like, okay, well, this is the worst thing that could happen. And, oh, that feels bad because I feel shame in the chest. You know, when I feel shame, I feel it heavy on my chest, right? So I feel like shame and embarrassment and all of that like really lives right in my heart chest area, right? So I know immediately, like when I say that, I'm like, oh, I feel it, right? Because it's a feeling. Shame is a feeling. It could be in your head, could be in your feeling, in your belly, could be in your heart, could be anywhere. I don't care. The whole point is that shame is a feeling and it needs to be dealt with. Feelings will take you all over the place. You can't be just at a whim of every feeling that comes to you. You have to learn to control that. So what is the worst thing that can happen if you fail? Write that down. Then I need you to write down what steps can you take to minimize that risk of what could happen, right? So if I'm starting my new venture, my new business. Okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? It fails. I don't do well in my business. My coaching business is going really well. I'm rebranding and it's amazing and I can't freaking wait. I already have my group coaching going and everything. It's phenomenal, right? But what if it fails? What's the worst thing that could happen? Well, it would hurt because I put a lot of hard work, love, dedication, all of that in it. In fact, I know because I've had a business in the past that has failed, right? So it really hurt. It really, really hurt. And then, but I never took the steps to say, what could I do with to minimize this risk? What do I do to minimize this risk? And I realized that I could do a lot of things to minimize the risk, right? I can really put in the work now. I could do the potential. I could build out my platform. I could do more advertising. I could do more seeking out the right avatar for my business. I could do a lot of things to help me minimize the risk. Not that it won't happen. Not that it can't happen, but minimize the risk of the worst thing that could happen, right? The worst thing that could happen. Have savings in the account in case my business goes belly up and me and my husband are in a position of being homeless again, which I don't want in my life, right? So if that's the worst thing that can happen, what are the steps that I can do to minimize this risk? And I want you guys to do this with you too, especially in your business, right? And then I have to ask myself, Nina, is your fear rational or irrational? Well, for me, I think my fear is very rational, right? That I could go homeless again because it's happened. But is it rational to stay in that fear? That's not rational anymore. That's not rational. Because then I can have to stay in the feeling of shame. I have to stay in the feeling of unforgiveness. I have to stay in the feeling of fear. I have to stay in the feeling of anger. I have to stay in the, you see what I'm saying? Like, you can't, it's not rational to stick with feelings that are destructive. It's not rational anymore. Okay. It, like, when you think about the issue going homeless, that's rational. It's happened. The irrational part is sticking to that feeling of, oh, I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to be homeless. That's irrational. That doesn't make any sense to stay there. And a lot of us do it when it comes to business, when it comes to life, when it comes to career, when it comes to going back to school, when it comes to any of that, we are irrational in our thinking, right? And I need to really, right? Again, I can't make you do anything, but I want to give you these tips because you need to do something if you want to start changing your life. And the shame that comes with life, because it does. I don't care who you are. Every person has something that they're ashamed of. Something, right? And when you do these things, like asking these poignant questions, sitting down and writing them down, asking yourself if it's rational or irrational. And when you do this stuff, you are going to start becoming more aware of your feelings. You're going to start becoming more aware of shame that comes to cause destruction. And now you can start working towards overcoming these feelings, because you can't be led by your feelings alone. You just can't be led by your feelings alone. I love my husband. My husband loves me. But you think love would sustain it? No. Marriage is hard work. It takes work. It takes dedication. It takes commitment. It takes faithfulness. It takes all of that to make a marriage work. Love? I've been in love before. I'm not with those people no more. I'm sure you've been in love before. I love ice cream, but I ain't gonna marry it, right? So we have to really start wondering, or at least writing down what our feelings are that are associated with shame and everything else, so you can start working on overcoming them and really seeing how you can transcend your unwanted behavior so you can get to the next level. Now, when you feel shame, I just want you to keep in mind that it is a feeling, right? And even though it's not just a feeling, it's not something that has power over you, right? Shame can be a real, you know, a movement in your life. It could be a blockage in your life. It could be a lot of things in your life if you allow it. Now, you have to be somebody who's willing and intentionally working on it not having power over you. I have so many things that have happened to me in my life that I was ashamed of for so long. And I know that I can go right back to it if I wanted to. I can go right back to that negative space. I know I can. But I don't allow myself to do that because I'm not living there, right? And instead of focusing on all of the negative thoughts that are in my head, like, you're not good enough, you're stupid, you can't get this right, blah, 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 da, da, da. Because believe me, I go through that. I do a lot. It's a daily get up, you got this, girl. Okay? Because if I don't focus on, you know, what's happening at that moment, if I don't focus on, you know, my worth and taking those moments in the morning to just close my eyes and realize that I am alive and well and here with God and worth it. And if you don't focus on what's happening at the moment, you are going to be fleeing for anything that comes by, right? You have to tap into the feeling and into the feeling of what's happening when it happens. Like, if you're doing something and you're scared and you're afraid of going forward and you're afraid of catapulting yourself to that next level, you need to check that. What is that? Is that a feeling of shame? Are you afraid of something? What is that? And decipher why it's there. Right? Why do you have that feeling there? Why is it there? You can break it down. You have power over it. You have complete and utter power over it. Why do you think some people can actually go through things in life and bounce back and they're good, and some people cannot? Right? They just are in it. They are victims. They are there. And I really empathize with that. But they are sitting there in it and suffering every day for something that they have complete control over, because it's a feeling and it's deep, deep rooted. And sometimes you have to go there to pull it out and make it happen, right? But if someone comes into your life in your business and it starts to criticize what you do, whether it's is as a parent, a mom, a person, a husband, a wife, whatever, or as a business owner or somebody who's wanting to be an entrepreneur, wants to leave their career to become a business owner, and somebody comes and starts criticizing your work or tells you something isn't good enough or that, you know, that you're not smart enough or what you're doing nobody wants. If you haven't dealt with these feelings of shame, you will stop. You won't do it. You won't do it. You're going to stop yourself from doing it. You're going to stop yourself from creating whatever it is that you were trying to create in your life and in your heart. And you've been sitting there wanting to do it for so long. And somebody came and started to criticize or said something stupid and maybe even didn't even address it to you. But because you're ashamed of something, when they said it, you took it on as yours. And now you are stuck. And the reason you are stuck is because you have not dealt with it. You have not dealt with that whatever happened to you when. Shame, right? And you need to consider that it may have been something that they just said haphazardly, like maybe they just didn't even realize that they were saying it that was going to criticize you. Maybe it was something that they did because they're going through their own issues and they don't know how to deal with their own issues, so they gave you their issues, right? Maybe they were trying to make themselves feel better. Maybe they were putting you down. Maybe they were jealous. Maybe, you know, maybe they don't want to see you succeed. Those things are true. Or maybe it's something that you need to look at. You know, I was talking to my son about this because he's starting his own business. And we were talking about, well, don't take everything so negatively. Is there something there that you need to change? Right? Because sometimes people tell you things, maybe they just don't know how to tell you, you know, like in the tone that you need. But sometimes they're just telling you something. And because you feel this overwhelming part of like shame or unwanted behaviors that are inside of you that are taking over, you're not thinking strategically now. You're not thinking strategically about what they're saying and how it could be that what they're saying can be actually a positive, right? Or a non-judgmental or encouraging. Maybe it's part of boosting your confidence, or maybe it's part of making you shift the way you think so that you can grow. And because we are so used to, they're attacking me, right? Because you already had that shame. You already have something pushing you back. And now when somebody says something, automatically, boom, you're ready to fight. And it's like, but I didn't even say that. I was trying to tell you, look at it this way. Not that your way is wrong, but maybe there's a different perspective. But when you're dealing with shame and stuff, when it comes to business or starting a business or even leading a team, you can really start to become judgmental, right? You can and really you can be discouraged and angry. And I'm telling you, that stuff does not work for you. Shame is something you got to deal with, guys. You have to deal with it, right? There's positive people out there. You should surround yourself with as many positive people as you can that are encouraging and non-judgmental and participating in your activities and really want to boost your confidence and be kinder and gentler to you and you to yourself. But the truth is you don't want those kind of yes people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are just willing to listen to what you have to say and give you a different perspective as opposed to cutting you down at the knees, right? And learning how to handle criticism, you have to learn how to do that. And you have to learn how to do it constructively, right? Instead of seeing as an attack on you as a person, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who's trying to do something new in your life, you know, you need to learn that skill of combating shame. And that is so key to a lot of our lives and what's holding us back. A lot of shame holds us back, right? And you have to really think about, wait, when this person said that, did they mean this? Because looking back at feedback, I love feedback, right? Because feedback helps me like navigate and really narrow down what it is I'm trying to do. I love feedback. In fact, I always launch programs and I have people come on and I do the whole presentation and have them give me a ton of feedback. And that's how I make it better. Right. So looking at feedback objectively and then using it as an opportunity for you to grow rather than you feeling like somebody's putting you down when that is not the case is so important for you to have this skill in your life. I need you to ultimately really navigate and manage your negative emotions when it comes to shame and that critical self-talk and that stuff that's inside of you that's unwanted in your behaviors and you don't like it. So you start to shame yourself because the behaviors that you have are not conducive to where you want to go, but you don't know how to change it. And here it go. It's a roller coaster. And now you feel ashamed about it, right? You have to understand that shame is going to be a part of your life. It's a crucial element to a lot of things in our life. Because shame really keeps you, like I said, it can keep you in line so that you can make sure that you are doing the right things. So you don't go veer off, right? So you don't fall ashamed because you did something wrong. It can keep you in line. It is a critical part when you're in a relationship, in life, in business, all of that. Especially when you're pursuing your success, you have to realize that you're going to feel overwhelmed and you're going to feel fear and you're going to feel insecurity and you're going to feel shamed. Okay, that is a part of the process. But when you start to learn how you can really navigate and really effectively empower these feelings, then you can start to really go with what you know, right? You have to go with knowing that, you know, I actually know this. I have skill sets in this. I can do this, as opposed to, oh, see, I'm not good enough. I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I'm doing, da, 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 right? We have to empower ourselves to take risks without censoring our ideas, all right? You have to be careful that fear and judgment of failure doesn't stop you from doing these things that you want to do, okay? You have to start freeing up that space in your brain that is being taken over by shame and things that you don't want to do in your life. I want you to be creative. I want you to be innovative. I want you to think beyond what you thought you can think. Dream big. Let things go. Empower yourself within business, within life, within your entrepreneurial goals, because you have only one life. I don't know how else to say it. Okay? But shame in business is a real thing, guys. Stop trying to separate the two. If you're ashamed in your life, you will bring that shame into your business. You need to deal with those inner healing pieces of yourself, transcend those unwanted behaviors so that you can start creating that growth in your business, that growth in your leadership, that growth in that entrepreneur venture that you have. So shame and business goes hand in hand, and I want you to win. I want you to win. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope this has helped somebody out there to think that you can really transcend your shame, self-actualize your true potential, and create that business and that life that you want to create in your life. I think you are amazing. And I thank you so much for hanging out with me and for being here with me and supporting me and all that stuff. Don't forget to go on to winject.com/groups/Nina Perez and join me in my free community. You are amazing. I will talk to you soon, next Monday here. But if you aren't subscribed to my podcast or anything, I don't know what you're waiting for, but go ahead and subscribe and make sure you go ahead, like, click all that share stuff. Shame in business is a real thing. I want to keep tapping into that because I want you to create the business that you want in your life. And I want shame out of it. I want shame out of the decision-making process. Okay. So thank you guys for hanging out with me. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.